Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah to Get'em Radio, God in the Midst. Amen. And yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are altogether lovely. You are King of kings, Lord of lords. You are the Almighty God. And we bless you so much, Lord God. Thank you. And we thank you that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're so glad you said that. Hallelujah, especially at this time. During this coronavirus, we thank you, Lord, that you said if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we bless you, Lord God, and we thank you, and we praise you, Lord, for being in the midst. Now, Lord God, we just say have your way. Move by your spirit, Lord. Do what only you can do tonight. Hallelujah. There's some things that you want to be accomplished today. You want them to be done, Lord. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just yield to you in every way and say, do all that you would have done tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that you may be glorified in this broadcast and then, Lord, in each and every one of us that's here. Hallelujah. We want you to get not only the glory, but the maximum glory. And, Lord, we ask you to touch each and every household right now in the name of Jesus, each person that's on this line right now, and even those who will be here or who will listen in the future. We just thank you right now for just touching as only you can. And, Lord, if there's anyone who's feeling separated, who's feeling lonely, we ask you, Lord God, to be their companion, even right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and just touch them as never before and let them know that, yes, you are even there with them right now, and we give you glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 hallelujah. Well, welcome, everyone, again to God in the Midst, Ghetto Radio, and I want to say welcome to Evangelism Boot Camp. Amen. And I keep getting, just saying, should I say Ghetto Radio? Should I say Evangelism Boot Camp? Let's say it all together. Welcome to Ghetto Radio's Evangelism Boot Camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we started last week and we just had a wonderful time as we began last week talking about the Evangelism Boot Camp. And the Lord just really laid on our heart about, and he, I don't know if it was in April or it was in March, but he began to talk to me about the importance of this time. You know, we know that something is going on. With the coronavirus, when the whole world stops and everybody, you know, we're starting to come out now, but everybody's sheltering in place, all the schools closed down, churches closed down. You know, we've never seen anything like this before, you know, and we were talking to my father who is in the hospital. He's 90 years young, and we're talking to him and just kind of trying to explain more to him why we can't even come and see him. And he said, I've never heard of anything like this. No, none of us have, you know. And so God is doing something right now. This is not, I'll just say it's not some accident or some incident. It's not something that God didn't know was going to happen. Amen. Because he's God after all. Hallelujah. And it's something that even what the word of God says, you know, what the enemy means for evil, that God works it together for good. So even at this time, he's working it together for good. And last week, Pastor Price said something, and it just, you know, it really blessed me. Last week, she was saying how the scripture about the Lord of the harvest, how he thrust out laborers into the harvest. And I keep getting this picture, you know, in my mind of the church that looks like, you know, it looks like a church building, but you know how a piggy bank looks, and then you trying to get everything, all of the valuables, all of the coins out of the piggy bank. You turn it upside down and you shake it until all of the coins come out, you know, and that's how I see the church right now. The church has been turned upside down and shaken, and to get us out of the church building because there's some value in there that needs to go out and go into the harvest. Hallelujah. So we have been called, you know, to come out, and you know, he wants us to be ready. And you know, I keep hearing not just be ready, but be on ready. And you know how I get a picture of, you know, my nephews were you know, world class athletes when they were younger, and they would run these races. And when you got ready to run the race, you had to be really on ready. You know, not just ready, but just on ready. And when the shot went off for them to begin, you had to be on ready for that. Not fixing to get ready, not getting ready, but on ready. Hallelujah. And that's the reason why we're having these evangelism boot camps, because, or this evangelism boot camp, because it's important to be on ready right now. Very, very, very important. Things are going on. I keep saying that. But we know that, I believe now the number, it may be more than this. I didn't look at statistics today, but at least 30 million people are on unemployment. And I heard today a number that was about 55% of them is being, they're being turned down for unemployment and not being able to get money. Things are going on now, but things looks like more is going to go on in the near future as people are out of work, you know, and don't have money at this time. $1,200 can only go but so far. And we thank God for the $1,200 that came from the government, you know. But there's something that's ahead, and people are going to need the Lord as never before. Hearts are going to be open for the Lord as never before. I'm the kind of person, I actually love to be asked to preach funerals. I was known as the funeral preacher in New Jersey. You know, whenever my apostle needed somebody, you know, he could call on me. And I would be happy to do it. You know, not like I have a thing for death, but I have a thing for eternal life. Hallelujah. And then when ministering at a funeral, and hopefully it's a homegoing, but, you know, my take on that is that people's hearts are open as never before. At a funeral, at a home going, their hearts have been wrenched open. I know it because it happened to me. You know, when I was 16 years old, that's when I got saved. My great-grandmother had passed away, and I loved me some Big Mama. Hallelujah. That's what we called her. And so when she passed away, my heart was just open and just So I had been going to church, Sunday school across the street to our sweet little Lutheran church across the street, and, you know, singing the songs, Fairest Lord Jesus. But it wasn't until my great-grandmother passed away that my heart was open enough to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And so even now, you know, people are dying from the coronavirus, and, you know, people are out of work. There's so many things that's going on, and hearts are opening, you know. They may feel like their hearts are being wrenched open. And then, especially now, the funerals are not what they used to be. Everybody just can't crowd in. You know, the numbers are cut back. They're coming up further now, but they were cut back. for a while. And so we must be prepared. And I think you get it. I think you know what I'm saying. And then there are some who are listening, and, you know, they may not have heard this before. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say as the Lord is leading me to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we began last week, we began talking about evangelism with the Evangelism Boot Camp. And I want to do just a little bit of a review of what we talked about last week and then go on to the next part. Now, we were talking about four things that God wants you to know. And I love this because it's so simple. I'm not a big complex person. And I was talking to the Lord about that one day, and he said, well, he said, I'm not complex either. I was like, really? He said, no. He said, I work out of simplicity. What I do is simple, and then the complexity comes out of the simplicity. So that just gave me so much peace about being simple. And, you know, when things are presented to me and they're simple, I remember them better, you know, and then I can meditate on those simple things. And God begins to give revelation on even the simple things. So this evangelism boot camp has been boiled down to four things that God wants you to know. And out of these four things, if you just meditate, and I'm still meditating on these things, on these four things, hallelujah, and I get more revelation every time I do. So four things, hallelujah, that God wants you to know, hallelujah. And those four things are, number one, you need to be saved. Save yourself. Number three, God has provided for your salvation. And number four, your part, how to receive Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we talked last week. We began talking about, you know, one of my favorite illustrations that the Lord gave to me about, if you imagine yourself as a cross, the vertical part of you is the vertical part of the cross. And then when you put your arms out horizontally, and, you know, if you were to stand up and look in a mirror, you would look like a cross, okay? And so what we talked about last week is having that vertical relationship with the Lord, and that's that one-on-one, you and God. And then, you know, and that comes with, of course, salvation, being his, and then spending that time with the Lord and the Lord shedding his love abroad in your heart by his Holy Spirit. And that vertical relationship gets so good that you are just so overflowed with the love of God that your hands can't help but reach out horizontally to other people. And it should be a supernatural occurrence of that love overflowing out of you that causes us to reach out to other people. Hallelujah. Because evangelism is the very heart of God. He so loved the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's given us his Spirit. He's given us the honor, the opportunity, and the privilege to be his arms of love and compassion, to bring the world to him, to love people into the kingdom, one person, one soul, one heart at a time. Hallelujah. 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 And that love, you know, we'll talk about that love even more next week. And, you know, how Jesus just loved people into the kingdom. And the scripture that went with the first thing that God wants you to know is that you need to be saved. And that scripture is Romans 3 and 23. Romans 3 and 23. And it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And basically, this is by way of review. You can go back and this out in the archives. And how you can do that is just to Google Gitim, G-I-T-M, which stands for God in the Midst, Gitim Radio Evangelism. And when you put that in, when you Google that or Bing that, you should see God in the Midst. And you can listen to that podcast in its entirety. So basically we were saying that in that scripture, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, is to know that everybody has sinned. You know, there's no big sin, there's no little sin, there is sin. Amen. And even though we are saved, we're born again now, we have been cleaned up. God has cleaned us up good. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't look like how I used to look, you know, when I was wallowing in sin. Thank you, Jesus. But then we have to remember, when we see other people who are, you know, living in darkness and loving it, think they loving it, you know, even though they're going through that we've sinned too, and we fell short of the glory of God. And so with that, we have the compassion to know that just like Jesus saves, he can save others, no matter what the sin is, no matter how big the sin looks in our eyes, it's still sin in God's eyes. And none of us are disqualified from salvation. Hallelujah. And that compassion and that love rises up on the inside of us, knowing that whatever somebody's going through, that God can truly save them. Hallelujah. And then we don't disqualify someone when the Lord is laying on our heart to be his arms and his legs, you know, to go to that person and to reach out to them. Hallelujah. We're open to do that because everybody needs to be saved. You know, I have this thing that I do, and I always say I plead the blood of Jesus over things, you know, that even I say, but I'll be passing by people, and I'll see things, you know, you see people with the piercings, you see people with their pants hanging down and all of that. And the Bible talks about people being an inheritance for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's what I pray over people. And I say, Lord, you know, I may even see Muslims walking around with their longs on and things like that, and say, Lord, you know, not loud and boisterous. Lord, thank you, Lord God. I just claim them as an inheritance for your kingdom and your righteousness. Hallelujah. When I see a family going through the store, you know, and see, you know, you can tell what's going on. Like, Lord, I claim them as an inheritance for your kingdom. Hallelujah, and your righteousness in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, and that's just sowing seeds all over the place. Okay, so number two, what we're going to talk about tonight, of the four things God wants you to know, you can't save yourself. Hallelujah, even though, you know, some believe that they can save themselves or that they're saved because of something that they've done. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9 makes it super-duper clear, hallelujah, of how we are saved. By grace are you saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. So by grace, we are saved through faith. So I gotta say it again, and not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. We don't have to work it up, lest any man should boast. And there are certain religions that their works, you know, they look at the works that they do. And then they look at how many people they lead to Jesus. You know, they look at how many doors they knock on. They look at the different works that they do. And that's by their standards to help them to get into heaven. But, you know, we cannot save ourselves. You know, by grace, God's unmerited favor. Hallelujah. Are we saved? Through faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, so it's God's grace through faith, through believing, through making a choice to believe that God's word is what he says it is, that God's word and his promises are true. Hallelujah. And then this is a gift of God. He's giving us a gift. And with a gift, if we were together right now and I had a gift in my hand and I walked up to you and I said, this is a gift for you, you know, like what would you do? You put your hands out to get that gift, you know, especially if it's wrapped all pretty and all nice and everything. And this gift of salvation is pretty. Hallelujah. It's nice. Amen. It may not look nice compared to what the world tries to offer us, but it's real. Hallelujah. It may look like a little bitty diamond compared to this a bunch of bling bling that the world would try to give, but it's real. Hallelujah. It's real. It's not just the bling, bling, shine, shine. It's real. Hallelujah. And it's eternal. And so he wants us to just reach out and just receive that gift. Hallelujah. Just put your hand out right now. You're sitting there by yourself. Just put your hand out. Just receive that gift. Hallelujah. I receive you, Lord God. I receive. Receive everything that you did for me on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I can't save myself, so I receive what you have done. I receive your salvation. Amen. And then, you know, it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I left out, not of yourselves. It's not of ourselves. It's not of the work. Hallelujah. It's a gift. It's grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then when we receive that, can't anybody go boasting with their chest all out and saying, you know, what they did to get saved? They know they did it. You know, they gave the church $100,000, you know. Oh, boy. You know, they know they're saved because they gave all of that money to the church or they helped somebody. That's not it. Hallelujah. It's not it. And we cannot save ourselves. And you and I could not save ourselves. And then as God sends us out to be once again his legs, to be where he would have us to be, and his arms to reach out to people, we have to know from that perspective that the person, no matter what they think, no matter how they're acting, cannot save themselves. And that is so important to know, because that brings, that gives us the compassion to be co-laborers with the Lord so that people can get saved. And that's who we are. We are his co-laborers. We are those laborers that he has thrust out into the harvest. Hallelujah. So that others may be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You cannot save yourself. No one can save themselves. Everybody needs to be saved, but they can't save themselves. And, you know, there's a picture in my mind like of someone swimming. And if you've ever been out and someone is swimming, and if someone, they're going to drown. Even if they're not in enough water to drown in and all they have to do is stand up and they'll be okay. But if a person feels like they're going to drown and they begin to panic and flail in the water, you know, and they're going down, you know, for the third time, they can't save themselves. They need a lifesaver. You know, those round things that, you know, we have candy lifesavers, but there's the equipment called lifesavers that look like a lifesaver candy, round, you know, like that, with a hole in the middle. And then they take that and put it over the person so that they can be saved from drowning. And that's really what it's like in this world. You know, and people don't really know that they're drowning. Some have no clue. Some just maybe call it depression, you know. But people need to be saved. And apart from God, apart from his grace, apart from his mercy, apart from faith in him, apart from receiving his gift of salvation, we cannot be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank God that he has provided. And that's where we're going to go next week. We're going to talk about number 3. It's going to be God has provided for your salvation. Amen. And we're going to go to good old John 3:16. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So praise God. So that's where we are right now. You know, the second part of it. And, you know, last week we began to, we asked some questions last week, and I want to go back to that. We have a little time here. So I wanted to go back and talk about, we'll start over. How about that? I don't know how many people were here that were here last week, but I had to do a little exercise, and I wanted you to write it down and just kind of keep track of it somewhere, because by next week we're going to do something with this. And we started, and we're calling it a treasure map, and I'll say some more about it, I believe, next week. So what I wanted you to do, to write some things down, and we're going somewhere with this now. We're just not all willy-nilly just doing something. We're going somewhere with this. So if you have, you need a pen, pencil and paper, or put it in your notes in your phone. What I like to do is I like to go to my email and do a draft. And then wherever I am, I have my draft there with me. And then I could just open it up. Okay? So whatever you need, get it. If you're laying down, put it in your phone somewhere. And what we want you to do is to not think too hard. We're making what we call a treasure map. And so don't think too hard, but I'm going to give you some things to write down and just a few moments to write it down, and you write it down, and we're going to come back to it, okay? So I want you to think of some locations. the location, you know, about 5 or 6 locations, whatever you think of, let it just come off as the world would say off the top of your head, but it's really going to be God talking to you. So locations, write them down. It could be, you know, a stop sign, a bench, a clock, a coffee shop. It could be Targets, Walmart, you know, something like that. But write down a location, and not just one, but about 5 or 6 locations. So just write them down now. I'm going to do the same thing. And in a few moments, we'll come back and do something else. We'll write down something else. So we're starting with location. If you just came on, we're just writing down some locations. Hallelujah. Let's get a little background music while we're writing something down. Okay, so I've written down a few. Hopefully you have too. I've written down about 6 of them. Okay, and now write down a person's name, about 5 or 6 names, just whatever comes to your mind. Don't think too hard about it. Just whatever drifts into your mind, somebody's name, just write it down. Okay. Now we did those two last week. We did location and a person's name. So let's add some more to our treasure map. Now with this, we're putting down a person's appearance. Now you can specify the color of articles of clothing, you know, like a white jacket or a pink blouse, you know, something like that. And you can put down the color of their hair, you know, something like that, a person's appearance. And put down about, you know, once again, about 5 or 6 of those in this time. And remember, we're going somewhere with this. A person's appearance. You're writing that down. Oh, boy, I was hearing a lot of things with that. Okay. All right. One more thing. And then we're done with our writing. And then next week, like I said, we'll talk about this, what we're doing here. Now, what you're writing down is about 5 or 6 things again. What a person may need prayer for. So, you know, they may have on a knee brace. They may have a cane. You know, you may write down, you know, somebody has kidney problems or a tumor or something's going on in their ankle or even their marriage. You know, something like that. Write down something. Just as I said before, don't think too hard about it, but just, you know, just write it down. What a person may need prayer for. Okay. All right. So hopefully you were able to do that, and you put it somewhere, and we're going to spend some time talking about this next week. Hallelujah. So we want to make sure that you have the beginnings of your treasure map. Hallelujah, because that's going to be the end of our boot camp. Amen. We're going to do some things with this boot camp. So we'll praise God. You know, praise God. We're beginning to talk about the 4 things that God wants you to know. We've gotten to 2 of them last week and this week. Amen. And for those who came on the line, after I got started, the 4 things that God wants you to know is you need to be saved. We're talking about evangelism here. Number 1, you need to be saved. Number 2, you can't save yourself. Number 3, God has provided for your salvation. And number 4, your part, how to receive Jesus. Amen. And there's scripture that goes with all of this. So before we open up the lines, which we're about to do in just a few moments, if there's people who don't know that they're saved and are not quite sure, there are people who, if I'm talking to someone and they tell me they've been saved all their lives, I'm kind of like looking like, Lord, do they need to receive Jesus here? Because there should be a point in time in your life, you may not remember the exact day, time of when you became born again, but there should be a point in time where you know you got saved. And if your testimony is, I've been saved all my life, I cut my teeth on the pew. My mama and my daddy, my grandmama, granddaddy, we all been in church. All I remember is church, just going to church. Well, did you receive Jesus? You know, I think about Pastor Price and how she said, well, you know, you could sit in a garage and not become a car. You know, don't let us be like sitting in a garage a long time or sitting in the church a long time and never got saved. God forbid. There's someone that I prayed with within the past 2 years or so, and he's been a trustee in his church. You know, deacon, trustee, you know, big muckamuck in his church. But he never prayed the prayer of salvation, and he was in his late 80s. He can't remember a point in time, you know, but he was in the church, you know, since a child. And so, you know, help, Lord. You know, don't let us just be in church or let somebody be in church for years and years and years and go to hell. I'm just going to be plain with you, plain and simple. The word is very clear about believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead. You know, we do want people to be saved. And there's a saying, it's not, I haven't heard it that much lately, but it's like, friends don't let friends drive drunk. Well, I kind of changed that. So friends don't let friends go to hell, especially when I had a bunch of teenagers that I was ministering to. Don't let your friends go to hell because you're scared to tell them about Jesus. You know, you're scared that there's going to be something that happens, you're going to lose your friendship or something like that, and you know that they're on their way to a burning hell. You know, we can't do that. Time is winding up. Time is getting shorter and shorter. And, I mean, you can even tell that it's getting shorter. I was talking to someone recently. It's like summer used to be an eternity when I was a child. It seemed like it. But now, you know, even the kids are saying, wow, summer was short. So time is winding up. You can actually feel it. The days are melding together. Amen. So we can't afford for our feelings to just get in the way of what God is doing. You know, that's why his love, we have to have that one-on-one and compassion and all that. So I'm going back over things again. But what I want to say is that if you don't know a point in time when you were born again, you can say, I know when I was born again. I don't know the exact day. But what I can say, you know, I don't know exact day. I know after I thought about it some more, I was 16 years old. My great-grandmother had just passed away. And I remember, you know, in the Baptist church and getting saved. You know, and I also remember rededicating my life years later. So this is for you tonight. If you're thinking right now, your wheels are going on in your head, it's like, oh, man, I can't even remember when I got saved. I've just been in the church all my life. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Let's take care of that. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the Lord says in Romans 10:9, or the word of God says, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what you need is a heart and a mouth. Amen. A mouth to confess and a heart to believe. Glory to God. Amen. And so we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. And you can repeat this prayer after me. And it's doing a lot of things tonight. Number one, if you have not said the prayer of salvation before, then you will be saved when you say this prayer tonight. Hallelujah. If you have prayed the prayer of salvation before and you are saved, then this is your learning. Please, I do understand that a lot of you are very seasoned saints, okay? You've led many people to Christ, so thank you for being on tonight. But some people are still learning to be able to pray the prayer of salvation with someone. This is not a prayer that is, you have to pray it like this or you have to say these words. The shortest prayer of salvation I've ever prayed with someone was this, and we'll pray this prayer right now, the shortest prayer I've ever prayed with someone. And repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's the shortest prayer that I've prayed with someone. Hallelujah. And what means more than anything is the sincerity of the heart. Hallelujah. And you can even have the person say their own words. And the sincerity of the heart, you know, it causes the salvation to come, for them to receive that of salvation. Hallelujah. And then I'll say another prayer. You can repeat after me with this too. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sin. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for everyone who has prayed that prayer for the first time. Hallelujah. Whether they're on the line right now or listen to this in the year 2030, 2050. Hallelujah. Whenever someone listens to this archive, we thank you, Lord God, that you are touching them right now because you're right where they are right now. We thank you for saving them. And then, Lord God, we ask you to fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. And then fill them with your Holy Spirit as well. And we give you praise for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Send forth the laborers to them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Send them to exactly where they should be, Lord. And prayerfully, when they hear it, that churches will be open again in the name of Jesus. And they'll go to a Bible-believing church in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for the soul and soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to open the lines. First, we're going to start with Pastor Mom and open the line for her. Any kind of comments that you want to make, are greatly appreciated. Amen, amen. And I'm looking at all of you on the line. Most of you were with us last night for prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey. Woo, that was good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. People getting healed. I believe it was, if I remember correctly, there were four healings, manifested healings last night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And thank you all for coming again and being with us tonight. So if there's any comments that you'd like to make at all, press your number one key and we'll open the line for you. We're going to start with Pastor Mom, and she's so faithful. I thank God for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you for having me come in. That is the best thing in the world. And we have the prayer and have the trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will take them up, give us prayer. And I just
Amen.
Thank you. I thank you, Lord, for just being all your good words and all your good things what you've done for us, Lord. It's so good to us, Lord. And I just thank you and carry on and keep us going all the time, Lord. You're a good God.
Amen.
You're a merciful God. You're almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Sound
Welcome.
Like you done got stirred up over there. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. God bless you.
I hear you talk about your great-grandmother when she would go and pray. And pray all the time and tell us about God. She was a good lady. And I just thank the Lord for her and everything. And I thank the Lord for you bringing all the good works from the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I remember, we call her Big Mama, but I remember her and just, she took care of me, and I was up under her, looked like all the time. And the thing that I remember about her was that, you know, she and I would be at home alone. You know, you would be at work, Daddy would be at work, everybody be at work or school, and we would be at home. And I remember every day at noon, she would stop everything because she loves soap operas. She would watch those soaps. Got me watching them for a long time till I got delivered. Thank you, Jesus. But she would stop at noon, stop everything, and she would read the Bible. And I would sit there and listen to her. She would read out loud. And I would sit there and listen to her read the Bible. Praise God. And I wasn't even in school yet. I had to be, you know, I guess knowing what was going on, I guess maybe 2 or 3 years old when I would see her do that. Amen. That was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the other thing I remembered about her was waking up and singing prayers on a Sunday morning as the sun was coming up. And she'd be singing those prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. I used to love that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Didn't listen to me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, then. Thank you, Pastor Mom. We got a few more people with the number one key press, so we're going to go on.
You're welcome. I would really like to talk about that and talk about Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Love you. Have a blessed night.
Oh, same as you. Love you and you have a good night.
Amen. All right. So we're going to open a line for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Hi, my beautiful grandma. I'm letting you know also that the kids are feeling well. I thank God they ate all their food and stuff. And also, it's
hallelujah.
Beautiful that I'm learning how to, you know, more of the Lord and saying the prayer of salvation to someone to bring to Christ. So I thank you for the many different ways that God bless you to give different examples on how to do that so that we can bring, you know, so that we can be used to bring some, to draw someone to Christ. And pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's time. Hallelujah. All right. God bless. And I'm glad that the children are feeling better.
Yeah, I'm grateful too. Love y'all and thank you for your prayers.
Okay, love you too. Have a blessed night. Okay, Pastor Price, we're going to open a line for you. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You came on sooner than I thought. Glory to God.
Amen.
I was so excited about the word. Hallelujah. I give honor and glory to God and to my pastor mom and Minister Rachel and all the saints in their respective places, and even to those who will listen at a later time, like you said, years from now, by the Spirit of the Lord,
yes,
if the Lord tarries to come. And I was just excited about the word on salvation that you've given us. And I had, a few years ago, the Lord had me ministering about the Romans Road to Salvation. And when he did, on this past Mother's Day, a few weeks before I even knew you were going to be ministering on the four things that God wants you to know, God had said, on Mother's Day, I want you to replay what I did, what I had you to do in 2018 on Mother's Day. And it was about the Romans Road to Salvation. So I had always wanted to know that one. But I also always wanted to get very adept in knowing about the four things God wants you to know. I know that track very well. So I'm so glad that God is using you to minister on that. You know, in the corporate world and people in the corporate world, they believe in training people. And they believe in keeping their employees trained. They send them to different places. Now, where we have what they call a contact tracer, I was blessed when I worked at the health department with Pastor Mom. When we worked there at the health department, they sent me to Chicago to train as an epidemiologist, the preventive study of venereal diseases, so that we could be contact tracers and go from place to place, but we were venereal disease contact tracers because there was such an epidemic at that time of venereal diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So we were trained so that we could be able to know, you know, to be able to contact different ones. Well, I think about when God has the greatest souls are the most important things to God. I know that it's such a blessing that he gives us life and life more abundantly. He wants us to give us all things to enjoy. But what really pleases God? And we know what really pleases him. What really pleases him is when souls come. He the word says he has no pleasure in the death of anyone. He wants ones to come to know him in a real and personal way. So I was just so glad. I'm so excited about this particular series. I'm so glad it's on archive. I'm so glad that we can go back and listen to it over and over again. And then when I thought about when you and Mom, Pastor Mom, were talking, it's so wonderful that we got a chance to, with our great-grandmother, with Big Mama, and I thought about now, you got a chance to sleep with Big Mama. I slept with Big Mama for a long time. So I slept with Big Mama. I also, I want to share why that came back into my mind, I also would sit on the couch every day. And for some reason, I like to go back and forth, lean back and forth, you know, rock back and forth. And so I would sit there watching those soap operas with Big Mama, rocking back and forth as long as I could ever remember. And when I came into it, be able to have any clarity on anything, was there with Big Mama. And then the vision that I would always see her was when, like you said, around that 12 o'clock hour. And many times, even though later on, you know, when it was cold, she wouldn't be there. But every day it looked like she would go out on that porch and sit out on that porch and read that word and have that word. She had a relationship with the Lord. And I so thank God for her. And one of the things that, that came into my spirit was when the Lord sent me around the world. And I ask your prayers, if there's anything I would want prayer for right now, is that I have several books. We had began the publishing company, ABC Publishing House, and we simply had to simplify so many things when Joe went through the surgery in 2005. And I have several books that need to be gotten out, several ones that need to be done. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, it was easy for me to sit down and type. I used to type 70 to 100 words a minute. And I need the mind and the presence now to be able to redo it, or that God would raise up someone who would type these books for me, that he would show me ones who can edit and type them so that they can be gotten out. That was one of the things. Because one of the books he gave me was Traveling on the Wings of Faith and how God began to evangelistically to lead me. He said that there's a scripture in Joshua 1 and verse 8. Is that right? Oh, I'm sorry. Joshua 1 and verse 8. Acts 1 and verse 8. And he said, you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem. That's our hometown, our home, in our home place. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. And I remember when God began to deal with me about going around the world, he began to minister to me that as we are witnesses, first in our home and in our home neighborhood, our Walmart, our different places, God then will again begin to thrust us out into those places. Mm-hmm. I love Minister Rachel because at that time, Minister Rachel, I had six children. I was raising six children. I was in the Lord. They would go to school, and I worked for a while, even as a nurse, from 11 to 7 in the morning. I mean, I've worked some jobs in my lifetime. But in the sense of it, I remember raising with my children, but then still being with the Lord. And then back in 1981, God began to deal with me about going around the world. And he said, Helen, I'm going to send you around the world. You've been a witness for me. I remember even when I would go out in front of the liquor store in the neighborhood where I lived at and just minister to people out in front of that liquor store. And one man came, he said, you know, I'm going to tell you, I was the one protecting you, he said. This man said, you out there out there on Watts, ministering on 103rd Street, and you out in front of the liquor store ministering to people. He said, I was protecting you while you was out there. He said, because you were out there. But I knew it was God protecting me. And the Lord let me know, he said, you've been witnessing. I said, no, that's right. And he said, you've been a witness in your Jerusalem, in your Judea, in your Samaria. And then he sent me to the uttermost parts of the world. But where I want to come back very quickly about our great grandmother, we called her Big Mama, our grandmother we called Lil Mama. But our great grandmother, Big Mama, when she made me to sit down, she would say, now you sit here. You sit here and you be still. And I would sit there and rock back and forth, just rocking back and forth as I watched television. And you would obey her because she get that little switch out there, and she'd have them little keen little switches. They don't have to get no big switch to get you. She'd get them little keen little switches to get you with it. But when I went around the world, one of the things that stood out to me so much that the Holy Spirit brought to me, he said, that's why I had to raise you under your Big Mama, to have you where you could be able to sit still and sit still for long periods of time so I could do what I need to do when I need to do it. I remember I was in India, and I had to stay in the airport. I had to wait. I was flying standby all the way around the world. Everywhere I flew standby. And so if I got to the airport and I could not get out for maybe 12 or 13 hours, I would have to gather all my things around me and sit down and be there and mm-hmm. sit still. And sometimes I'd rock just like I did when I was a little girl. I'd be sitting there rocking. Oh, Lord, everybody might have looked at me funny, but I was sitting there. But I can remember in New Delhi, India, and there I was in that airport having to wait. I think it might have been 12 or 13 hours. You know, I don't know. Sometimes it might have been longer in different places, but I had to wait so long. And then that's when God began to minister to me about Big Mama. He said, see, I use all things, Helen. He said, I take everything together and use it. Even your grandmama training you to sit still and be still. Mm-hmm. And if you needed to sleep, I just gather myself. You would put it almost like in a little ball up there at that time. And I'd sit there, and I'd doze off, go to sleep, and I'd wake up. But I'd be carrying, having all my stuff there right there, and I'd go to sleep, and then I'd wake up. And then by the time it came, it was time for me to get on my planes to go wherever God would have me to go. And I said how God is so marvelous in what he does and how he does it. And I think about how even in the airport, one more thing about this winning of souls and how you're giving us these treasure maps. And in every place, in each place that God sends me and would send me around the world, he would always send me to ones. And many times it's people who've already had the word planted in their lives. Many had already had the word watered in their lives. And he would send me like a harvester at that time. I know that for surety now, even though it's been many, many years from now. I think next year was 1981 to 2021. I think that's, is that 41 years? Is that 40 years since I've been around the world?
Be
40 years next year. And so when I thought about at those times, and he would have people to come, and they would ask me what I do. And then they would ask me the question, and these are what I call classic harvesting times, where they would say, oh, what do I need to do to be saved? Or what must I do to be saved? And I would say, oh, Lord, this is classic. You know, you don't always get that classic now. You don't always get it. And even now, as I'm an older person right now, I look now that even though we don't, like you said, we're going out with going out to different places and we're sheltering in, and the Lord says still. He said, even in the videos that I have you to make, and I have you at the end of that video to lead ones to Jesus Christ, he says, still, you don't know how that is still. I'm still using you at this time, maybe not in the same way I did when you were younger, when you traveled all the way around the world. He said, but we're still, he said, don't diminish what I'm doing, for I'm still working. So I thank God for this, for what you're doing. My spirit is excited. My soul is excited. I'm just excited about what God is doing in this message, about four things that God wants us to know, this evangelism boot camp. And no matter how many times that we're in, how long we've been in the Lord, we need refreshers like this. We need to,
amen.
And then that God would give each one of us that hunger, that thirst to please him, to say, Lord, show me what I would do. One little thing as I go off, and say, I wish you'd get too long, but Smith Wigglesworth was one of those ones that would pray. And I believe it was him, or another one, that said they didn't want to go one day without leading at least one person to Christ. On one day, just so he really had treasure maps, and he was in the spirit. I'm talking about that God would lead him to that one. And so, no matter where we go, you know, and what we do, we were out yesterday, and we went to go about our taxes, and we had to go all the way into Mississippi and wear our masks, our gloves. But yet, in the midst of it, it was like God gave us favor. I believe even at that time that God gave us to be able to plant some in some people's lives in that place and water.
Yes.
And then I got the names of the people that I could come back. And that's another part of evangelism, is getting the soil prepared that I could come back now and put them on my prayer list and intercede for them. So I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. I thank God for what you're doing in this. I know your labor is not in vain. And like you said, it might be in the year, it may even be in 2070, 2080, 2090. Well, what is 3000 called? The year 3000. It might be the year 3010. You know, and because just like with Josiah, it had been 400 years almost when it was prophesied that there would be a young man, a young king named Josiah. And one day when they were just over there trying to fix up and get the temple ready, they found the books with his name in it.
Yes.
That
Hallelujah.
Had been prophesied almost 400 years after he was gone. And that just touched that young man's heart. And it touched King Josiah's heart so much that he went to be able to enact so many things that were good things about him. And he was one of those good kings. So I thank God that it may be years from now Jesus tarries to come, if he tarries to come. And it may not be because he may be coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So I thank God
Amen.
For you. Love you, Apostle, and all the saints of God in their respective places. And I love evangelism, so I'm excited. And my spirit is leaping, too, like mom's. I'm just leaping and leaping in my spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, Helen always going to say one more thing, but I will go one more. Joy said to me today, she said, Mom, she said, since you've been praying with Apostle on Tuesdays, she said, Mom, I see you getting strengthened in your body, Mama.
Hallelujah.
And I see, hallelujah, there's some things that I wasn't able to do And she said, Mom, you keep on praying in the spirit with her. Keep on, Mama.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So
thank
I just want to thank
Lord.
God for this boot camp, and I want to thank this evangelistic boot camp. But I also want to thank God for that Tuesday, where we have the Tuesday services where we pray in the spirit. Thank you for inviting me, and thank God for each one of you. So I'll get off now, so I'll stop the cry, but I thank God.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Pastor
Hallelujah.
Price, for sharing that. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm so encouraged. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you. Love you. Have a blessed night. Amen. And for those of you who may not know about the Tuesday, for the past month or so, we've been having Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And 3 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And so what we've been doing is, you know, praying in tongues, you know, and we look at Romans 8, I think it's 25 and 26 or 26 and 27, where it says that, you know, we don't know exactly how to pray, but the Spirit prays through us and makes intercession with groanings and utterances. Hallelujah. And so because we know that the Spirit knows what needs to be prayed about. Hallelujah. And so what we've been doing is we've had people assigned to pray in 15-minute increments, praying in the Spirit. And so we open up the mic for four people during that time, and, you know, they each pray for 15 minutes in the Spirit. And it has been no less than awesome. Hallelujah. Where it's, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is there. Things are going on in the background that, you know, we don't even know until people let us know about it. Some people are just listening and laying out and praying in the Spirit, and they haven't prayed in the Spirit in a long time. After we finish that hour, then we get an interpretation from the Lord. And, whoo, that's been really something. Because we don't talk to each other and know. We're just hearing from God. While somebody's praying in the Spirit, we're getting interpretations as they're praying in the Spirit. And we have been getting word for word, not all of it, but some distinct word for word interpretations. And and I'll have to say one that just really blessed me from this past Tuesday. You know, a lady gave an interpretation. She was one of our ones to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. And after listening to everyone, she got one word. And I'm like, hey, let's go for it. One word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And the word was dedication. And, you know, before it was all done, two other people got that same word. Hallelujah. So God is giving these interpretations word for word. And I would say that some of the other interpretations really describe dedication. Hallelujah. So the Lord is talking. He is really talking. We're going to continue to do it until he says to stop. And so we will be doing Praying in Tongues Tuesday on this Tuesday coming up, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And while I'm giving, and I'll be right to you, Minister Teresa, after this. So, and anyone else who wants to press your number one key, please do it now, because after we finish talking with Minister Teresa, we're going to begin to close for tonight. So just to let you know what else is going on, we'll be doing Evangelism Boot Camp on Thursday nights for the rest of this month. And then on Sunday, 11 o'clock Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, Pastor Mom, the senior pastor. We have church on Get 'Em Radio on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And then on Monday, we have Bible study, lunch with Lorraine, Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who God just uses her to dig into the Word of God. And we have Bible study on Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Then Tuesday, I was just telling you about Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, we just had that this past Wednesday. And that was, so please mark that on your calendar so you don't miss it, the second Wednesday of the month. Hallelujah. And where people are getting healed on the line. So far this year, 15 people, or there have been 15 healings that have taken place already. So we give God all the glory for that. Amen. Now, let's open the line for Minister Teresa, who is being extremely patient tonight. God bless you, Minister Teresa.
Amen.
Welcome.
God bless you all, too, on tonight, and good evening. I wanted to make a comment. Well, I just thank God for just him doing a turnaround with, you know, with what you normally do, because this is a very timely subject. But I just wanted to comment on a scripture. I think the one that was in Ephesians, by grace we were saved through faith, not of ourselves, at least any man shall boast. I wanted to comment on that because that is so true, because I come from a Islamic background, you know. I got saved at, 25? But I've been looking for God all my life. But by the time I started learning and, you know, this, I started tarrying for the Holy Ghost. And once I got the Holy Ghost, you know, I started speaking in tongues. And the Lord appeared right before me, you know, with his hand stretched out. Because I was kind of, you know, I didn't grow up with knowing who the Lord was. I was very inquisitive. I was looking for God. Although I was in a religion, I still was searching for God. But when I found him, I said, this is real. I was just fell down to my knees. I was speaking in tongues. And he was giving me the interpretation as I was talking to him in tongues.
Hey.
So that thing is real to me. You know, by grace through faith, not of myself, you know. You know.
It's a gift.
God came to me. So that's real. That's something real. And it just came back to my remembrance. Like, remember, you know, that's true for you. By grace through faith, you were saved, you know, not of yourself. So it happened all of a sudden. People ask me all the time, well, how you come out of Islam? It wasn't me, you know. I was wooed, you know. But anyway,
Hallelujah.
After all that happened, the Bible says you will have power from on high. after you receive the Holy Ghost. So the prophet that laid hands on me was she was a patient of mine. I didn't know what a prophet was, but I learned what a prophet was through her. But anyway, I went through that whole complex, and everybody was just getting saved, you know. So that thing is real, you know. And I'm asking God to rekindle that type of fire back on me, you know, that boldness. I mean, when the door open, the opportunity come, of course I'm going to speak up and speak out, but I want that zeal that I had, you know. From, you know, go back to your first love type of zeal. When you first get saved, you know, when you that joy come upon you and you just be going all out. I mean, I go out, but I kind of got a little lackadaisical. You know, I need a little push to get me where, how I used to be, you know. I mean, the fire not totally gone out or anything like that. But that type of zeal, I don't know if I was younger in age, maybe had more energy, but I don't know. But I want that restored, you know. So this is a good time. I'm glad you bringing this back around to, you know, make me get that thing, you know, when I first started. You know, sometimes go back to the basics or however it is, but I'm trying to,
boot camp.
You know, get back to that. Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Do some spiritual push-ups and get myself back, you know. Amen. So I just wanted to say that.
And thank you so much. Well, hey, you sound stirred up to me.
Yeah.
You sound stirred up,
me today.
Fired up, and ready to go.
Amen. Bless God.
Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, and that's like such a word, because, you know, we pray for people that we know who are, you know, in the Islam, you know, religion, and we pray for them. Hallelujah. And we just thank God that he delivered you out. Hallelujah. With a wonderful deliverance. And you found it. And who said, I think that was Price who said that. She said, quoting that scripture, I found him and I'll never let him go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So thank you so much for sharing. I'm encouraged with you being encouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So come back again and thank you so much. And you know, when you were talking, I was thinking of one of the interpretations that we got. I think it was this past Tuesday, and the Lord was saying, I'm giving you a boldness. Hallelujah. And I'm causing you to be bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That came back to me as you were speaking. So praise God. Praise God. Thank you again. Amen. I look forward to where we minister together again. Hallelujah.
Bless God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you. Have a blessed evening.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Anyone else want to say anything? And We'll give you a few moments here. So like I said, we will be back Thursday, things that God wants you to know. We've talked about, number one, you need to be saved, Romans 3:23. Today we talked about, number two, you can't save yourself, Ephesians 2:8-9. So next week we'll be talking about number three, God has provided for your salvation. John 3:16, glory to God. And then that next or last week, we'll be talking about your part, how to receive Jesus, Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. And then, like I said, next week, we're going to talk about that treasure map some more that we've already started. I want to talk about it so much, but I'm going to save it until next week, and we'll talk about it, because that is, it's just awesome the way that God uses that. And we've seen it time and time again, you know, how he uses that, that treasure map. So praise God, everyone. You all have a blessed night. Thank you for being with us again. We don't even take it lightly that so many of you show up and are on the line with us. Let's do a quick shout out to some of the people that I know your numbers. Reverend Treva, shout out to you from California. Good to see you. Minister, I'm going to call you Minister anyway. Minister Carey, hallelujah, on the line, and amen. And Minister Debbie, on the line, God bless you. Pastor Catherine, praise God, hallelujah, I got your text. Thank you. Thank you for your text encouragement. And we continue to pray strength for you in Jesus' name. And then Evangelist Carolyn Bird, praise God. Good to see all of you here tonight. And I just want to say you have a blessed night, and we'll see you next week. Glory to God.
Yes.